Hi there, Vic. I am going to give you some feedback on your learning activities assignment from Module 3 in this audio podcast. And I have reviewed your assignment and I have some suggestions and some questions and some comments. And sitting here looking at your assignment, and I'm just going to talk about what I have seen as far as the layout of the activities in your modules, and what I see is excellent module structure. You're very consistent in your labeling of things. I can see how you are incorporating and interpreting what you're learning in this class and in the manual here. In how you're laying things out with your module at a glance and your content presentation, followed by discussion, interaction, assignments, evaluation, and feedback. What's missing is a space set up for class community that I don't see, and I see that you have an area to ask a question. I think I saw that you have a bulletin board somewhere, but I don't see where that actually exists here in this structure. And you may already be thinking about it as a, as a module type thing in and of itself, where there's some sort of forum in there, the bulletin board forum. I also don't see a talk with a professor area, so I just want to mention that and suggest that in addition to the ask a question area, that you add an additional talk with the professor area to demonstrate the, your teaching presence to the students and to make it very explicit that you are accessible. As you know, that impression is really important for student satisfaction. So I'm just wondering where these ask a question areas are going to be and where the bulletin board area is going to be, and recommend that you have that talk with the professor area. And I'll wait to see how you lay that out in your course shell. I'm sure it will become more apparent. I'm just going to go through your modules one by one with my feedback. And so in module one, I see that you're having a scavenger hunt on the course documents, which I think is a fabulous idea. And this is something that I'm thinking that you got this idea from one of the observation courses, but this is an effective practice that we have talked about with our SLN professors for some time. It really gives the students an authentic way to self-assess whether or not they've gotten the main things that they need to be aware of in terms of how the course is set up and the course documents that you have for them laid out to read. It's a very effective mechanism, and so I'm glad to see that you've picked that up. You have a really nice introduction activity here. You have a couple of ice-breaking assignments, so they're going to introduce themselves to each other and share their interests and experiences with online learning and expectations of the course. I love it that it's a little bit deeper than just a, hi, I am so and so, And then you even go even further and have a part two for your icebreaker, and you're having the students share their teaching philosophies, their math teaching philosophies. And you even go further than that, which I love, and ask them to search for and share, which is fabulous, an article that relates to their teaching philosophy. So, I think that this activity, this ice-breaking activity, is perfect. You're going to then have them watch videos on how to create the a reflections blog, which you're also going to have them do, and then reflect, and then actually have them use it to reflect on what they want to learn in the course, all of which I think is good. It's a little redundant. The what do you want to learn from this course is a little bit redundant, with your module one icebreaking activity where they're talking about their expectations for the course. But still, I think it still works and is not so bad. I think it's fabulous that you're doing a blogging activity. I love your reflections question. You mentioned a wiki somewhere, and so I'm curious about what that is. And so overall, just a small point of suggestion here is that it's not readily apparent from this document why are we doing all these things, and that could be supplemented in the module at a glance. So think about making sure that it's explicit to the students not only what they're going to be doing, but also why and how that maps to the objectives of the course, and making it explicit so they really understand how this relates to them, to their real lives, to the objectives of the course. That will help to frame and give context to the course and to the students' learning. You mentioned something about articles that they're going to read, and I'd like to see more of that, like what that's about. That's confusing because I don't know from this if it's articles that you are presenting as content or if it's the articles that you ask the students to bring in their icebreaker number two discussion. It's also not listed in your assignments. So what I'm looking at is for consistency between the assignments that you list and what actually is there in either content presentation or discussion and interaction, and then also what you have in evaluation and feedback, and it's not quite matching up. So you need to get a little bit more clear, a little bit more specific on that. So for example, the reading of the articles isn't listed in the assignments, and then there's no evaluation for that or no feedback for that. How will you know that they did those readings? What is the mechanism that you're going to use to determine that? And then the scavenger hunt is also not listed in the evaluation section. So that I think is going to be set up, I would assume it's going to be set up as some sort of a quiz type self-assessment, so that as they fill it out, it will, and they submit it, it gives them their responses right away of what they got right and wrong. And so that's how you will evaluate that, number one, that they completed the quiz, and number two, they get their score on however it is that you set it up. So, and the feedback will be also like auto incorporated into that when you set it up. So that needs to be articulated here. So everything that you have them do needs to have a companion mechanism for evaluation and for feedback. So comb through these modules and make sure that everything's represented. All right, let's go to module number two. And I see that you're doing another scavenger hunt on the Common Core standards, and that's interesting. It's a really good way to have them have a quick self-test, a quick self-assessment on whether or not they got the main points out of the reading. I love your great discussion number one on how will the Common Core change the way you teach. That's an excellent discussion starter. Question number two, I'm not so sure about. I'm not so sure. The word interesting, I guess, is what hangs me up there. Share any interesting points about the Common Core. I'm not sure how that is a discussion question. That seems like a short answer or a little written assignment. So you need to work on that question a little bit more so that it actually will encourage interaction. The reflection blog questions, I think, are very good. Again, a little bit what I'm hesitating on here is that I noticed as I reviewed your assignment that these questions are repeated module after module, and that it doesn't work for me. I think here in this particular module, it makes sense. I'll talk about that a little bit more in a second. Add the hunt to your evaluation section, and they'll get immediate feedback for their hunt quiz when they submit it, which I'm assuming that's how you're going to be setting it up, as a self-assessment that gives them automatic feedback and results. Okay, and let's go to module 3. There's a typo in your at a glance. You say and understands, or it should be and understand the standards within the domain. I am assuming that you're going to provide examples of high quality discussion posts, high quality reflections, and that you're going to have rubrics. I think I saw that you are. Yeah, you're providing those. I think I saw that somewhere. So I'll look forward to seeing those. Discussion 1 in Module 3, which there is only one discussion, interpret your domain and provide online resources and or activities pertaining to your domain. That's not a discussion question. That is a written assignment. And in order to have that function as a discussion question, you need to lay something that will catalyze discussion on top of that, and so you need to work on that. Think about how you can turn this into an actual discussion. I don't know if you have any thoughts about peer assessment or any thoughts about student-led discussions, but you really do need to be careful with how you design your discussions to make sure that they don't turn into written assignments, and what they really are is something that is going to foster interaction between the students. Otherwise, don't call it a discussion, call it a written assignment. But I would still recommend that you do it as a discussion instead of a written assignment. Discussion is not passive as a written assignment is. It's a much more active, more engaging, more collaborative, more interactive type of activity. So I'd like you to stay with the discussion. I'd just like it to be a discussion. Your reflection blog questions are the same. Those guiding questions are the same, as I mentioned. And so what I'd like you to do is to think about how you can frame these questions that are tied to the module content and get the students to reflect more deeply on their learning. Remember, this is about metacognition. And so though you are asking them, what did you learn and what do you want to learn, I don't want it to feel to the students redundant or forced or artificial. It really does need to be authentic. And so I think what you need to do is contextualize it a little bit. And, you know, it's a fine line between getting too specific and not being specific enough. So just think about your guiding questions for the reflections and see if there's a way that you can make them dig more deeply. And I think part of something that can help you is to really think about what your objective is with this reflective activity. What is the learning objective for which this is the answer, right? So if the problem is, you know, I'm trying to get them to learn X or to think about X or to deal with X, and this is the solution to that problem, what is that? And then frame the question so that it gets them to respond to that problem. I go back to your reflection question in Module 2, which was excellent. I think it was Module 2. In any case, I think you need to work on your guiding questions for your reflections blog. And then in addition, make sure that your evaluations and feedback sections are reflective of everything that you're having them do in the learning activities. So if you have a hunt, then you need to also have it there. Sorry, that's my email. So I can see that Module 3, 4, and 5 are essentially the same because they're dealing with grade 3, grade 4, and grade 5 Common Core Standards in Math. And so the modules are essentially the same. And I see that you're having them do the same activities and same focus on the same domain in Module 4 as they did in Module 3. So they're kind of building on that domain. My feedback here is the same as it was then for Module 3. Your discussion question is not a discussion, and your reflection questions need to be worked on. I did notice that you don't have a hunt for Module 4, and I'm wondering if that's on purpose or if that was, an inadvertent omission. Let's go to Module 5. Again, Module 5 is very similar to Modules 3 and 4. I see that there's a hunt missing from Module 5, and I wonder if that is purposeful. I also don't see that you required that they focus on the same domain as in 3 and 4, and I'm wondering if that is purposeful. I think that it's not. I think you are probably asking them to focus on the same domain in each of these three modules, and so you need to make that explicit here in this module as well. I could be wrong, but it's just something I noticed. My feedback is the same. The discussion is not a discussion, and the reflection questions need to be worked on. Module 6, now you're having them create a wiki here, and I'm wondering why you're waiting until Module 6 to create the wiki, and why not have them create the wiki starting in Module 3, or maybe you create it in Module 2, or maybe up front at the beginning, and then it's something that they work on and contribute to throughout the course, something that sort of is happening concurrently with everything else. Since it is, something that relates to that specific domain that you had them focus on, I'm also wondering what is the purpose of the wiki. That is unclear to me. In your module at a glance, you say you will design and create your own wiki space on a specific domain you focused on. You include resources and information on the domain, but it's not clear to me what for. What is the purpose of this? And I am assuming it is something that they're going to create that they will be able to use in their practice in some way, that it will be of benefit to them in some way. You actually mention in your reflections blog assignment, how are you going to make it engaging for students? And so my I am inferring from that this is a space, a resource that they're creating that could be used with students, all of which is good because it's relevant to their real life, something useful that they will be able to use with students, something that they will be able to take with them as a product from your class and use beyond the end of the term. All of that is really good. What is not good is that it's not clear to me from this. And so when you are laying this out in your own course, and you may have this planned already, and so I'll look forward to seeing it in your course, but you want to make sure that that is crystal clear to the students. You want to make sure that there's no doubt in the students' minds that, any of that, so that's very crystal clear to them. Why this is relevant, why this is useful, how they're going to use it, and so forth. So I noticed that there's no discussion question in Module 6, and I'm wondering why that is. Starting here is where it became clear to me that you have a problem understanding the difference between the discussion and the reflection. Like, you need to be very clear what the objectives are and how they are differentiated for each of these learning activities. One is discussion and one is reflection. And one is a solitary reflective activity and one is an interactive, more collaborative activity. And so I think what would be helpful for you is to go back to your learning objectives and to map the learning objectives that you have to the activities. Like, what is the problem for which the reflection blog is the solution? What is the problem? What is the objective that you have for which the discussion is the solution? What is it that you're trying to get them to achieve in the completion of that activity, in their engagement in that activity? and then design it from there. So I think that can help frame the activities for you in a way that it makes more sense. And if it's not making sense to me, and if there seems to be some confusion, then there will be for your students as well. It won't be clear. And you'll have, you know, redundancy and you'll have some, you know, sort of unsettled feelings from the students on what they were asked to do and why. I don't understand why you're asking them what aspect of the wiki space is most important. And I don't understand what you're trying to get at when you ask them, what was your experience in creating the wiki space? What did they learn? Like, what is the point? What's the point of the answer to that question? What is it that you're trying to help them to realize that maps back to your learning objectives? Is one of your objectives, you know, having them learn how to create a wiki? I mean, to me, that's a means to an end. It's a tool, and they're using the tool for, you know, whatever the reason is, X reason. And you need to be clear on what that reason is and then frame questions that address that. In Module 7, you're going to have them peer evaluate the wiki spaces, their wiki spaces. And I love that you're going to have them do a peer evaluation. And I hope that you're going to have all of the wiki spaces open for each other to view, even though you're only going to have them actually evaluate two other ones. I love that you're going to provide screencasts on how to do stuff. And I'm wondering if you're going to use Jing or if you're going to use Screencast-O-Matic, just out of curiosity. I'm also wondering what wiki you're going to use. There's a lot of them out there. Wiki Spaces is the one that I like best, but there's also PB Wiki and there's another one, Wet Paint, which I don't like. But anyway, I was just curious which one you were going to use. Module 7 is your last module, and it's not clear from the module title that it's the last module. There's no place here labeled that I can see that will, at a glance from the titles of things, indicate that this is the final module and that there is going to be some sense of designed closure to the course. So I want to draw your attention to that fact. I also want to mention that you should check the course manual and look up descriptive feedback. You're asking them in their reflections blog to reflect on what their experience was in the course and what did they learn and what would they like to learn more about. And I think that that's an excellent blog reflection question, but I think that on top of that, you need to get some very specific descriptive feedback on the course so that you can then use that information when you go to review, revise, and improve your course. And to get at that type of feedback, it has to be a little bit less open-ended than your questions. And I have a list of questions that I have posted in the manual that I have in the manual for you to check out. And you can adapt those and or use them the way that they are. And I would suggest setting it up as a survey. And so then you'll get some feedback that is more specific and will be more useful when you go to revise and improve your course. So I noticed also that there's no discussion in this module, and I'm wondering if that, if your intention is that that's going to be the peer evaluation of the wiki space, and if that's the case, it's not labeled that way. It's not labeled as some sort of an interaction or discussion, and so that makes it unclear. And I'm wondering what the discussion question is that is going to lay on top of it, because just a peer evaluation is not an interaction. They're going to use a rubric and lay the rubric alongside the wiki space and evaluate it and have some sort of a, you know, comment. I mean, I'm not entirely sure how you're going to set up that activity, but it's not a discussion. So in order to make it into a discussion, you need to have some sort of a question that lays over it lays over the whole activity that then will foster interaction over the activity, you know, using the activity as fodder, as material, as content for the interaction. So this is muddy because there is an overlap here with between your discussion and your reflection, as I mentioned to you when I was talking to you in about Module 6. I think there's confusion, that you have some confusion about the purposes of these activities, and so you have overlap and redundancy that is not intentional, I think, and that makes things muddy. And in actual implementation will seem redundant or repetitive, and that makes it seem like it's not thoughtfully designed. So you need to think that through a little bit more. And you can fix this by creating a very purposeful question that overlays the wiki assignment, and that way they're distinct and separate. And I would suggest, again, going back to your learning objectives or your outcomes. It's like, what is the problem for which this particular activity is the solution? Overall, Vicky, you have great bones and a great start to your structure of your course and the learning activities that you plan to design. This is a very vanilla course, and there is nothing wrong with that. In fact, it's perfect in some ways in terms of the things that you are conceptualizing that you want to have the students do. You just need to work a little bit more on the discussion questions and need to get real clear on how these activities map to your objectives and to make very explicit what the purposes are for each of the activities as distinct for each other, or even if they overlap or are related, it just needs to be articulated what the purposes are and what the students are going to get out of that and how that's relevant to their real lives and how they're going to use it, in either their learning or in the future or whatever. Keep in mind that each activity should map to a specific learning objective. Each activity should have some form of feedback that is associated with it. There should be opportunities for interaction and collaboration wherever you can. Keep in mind that if you can have them peer assess or peer evaluate or look at each other's work, that enhances exponentially their learning. If they can see examples from what the other students are doing, that if they can see things build over time, if you can turn written assignments into interactions between students, all of that will exponentially deepen their learning and increase their motivation in motivating each other by seeing each other's work. Just look for opportunities for that. The students really need to know, they should know and understand why you're having them do each of the activities and how it's relevant to their real lives and to the objectives of the course. Like I said, it should be explicit. The more that you explain and articulate this, the better and clearer things will be to the students. I would suggest having a look at some of your classmates' learning activities. Just off the top of my head, I'm thinking Irene would be a good one for you to have a look at. And I'm not saying do what she does. I'm just, suggesting that you have a look at some of the other, some of your other classmates' activities so that you can broaden your sense of how others are approaching the layout of their activities. Like I said, you have really great bones and a great start here, and I'm really looking forward to seeing how you lay it all out in your course shell.